time to get into the draft. And to do so, we bring in our draft insider via Skype. Tony Pauline, draftinsiders.net, joins us. He'll be with us during draft weekend and throughout this week. Tony, how are you today? And I sit here a week and a half, or 2 weeks and a half, 2.5 weeks before the draft, and I don't think I can tell you what's going to happen in the first rounds at the top of the draft. Why don't you tell me?
Well, I don't know what teams are going to pick what players, but I think we know what players are going to go at the top of the draft. Obviously, Houston's sitting there with the first pick. They're deciding, you know, do they take Jadeveon Clowney? Do they take the impact defensive player, the basically the once-in-a-lifetime sort of player on the defensive side of the ball, even though they're strong at that position? Or do they go for need and take Blake Bortles? You know, Blake Bortles has got a lot of Ben Roethlisberger type of skills, and he's a guy who could lead them into the future. I think after that, we know the players that are going to go in the top five. You got Jadeveon Clowney, you got Blake Bortles, you got Khalil Mack, the outside linebacker from Buffalo, who's going to go early. You got Sammy Watkins, the receivers. You got one of the receiver from Clemson, one of the offensive tackles, probably Jake Matthews of Texas A&M. It's just a matter of what position and where they're going to fall and what teams they're going to end up with.
Tony, the Eagles have obviously been very tight-lipped about their intentions, as teams are. The Eagles have the 22nd pick in round number one. If I were to tell you needs, you know, we've all talked about it. Wide receiver, a pass rusher, maybe help in the secondary, particularly at the safety position. What group of players, give me a few names, who might be available at 22?
Going to be very strong at the receiver position. I know that they like Mike Evans, the big receiver out of Texas A&M, who really made Johnny Manziel's job a lot easier. But the fact is if they want Mike Evans, they're going to have to trade into the top 10 to acquire him. The other two receivers to keep an eye on, Brandon Cooks out of Oregon State, the junior, very much a Chip Kelly type of player, an explosive, almost DeSean Jackson type of skills. You give him the ball in open space, he can score from any part of the field. He's a terrific receiver. You can line him in the flanks, in the slot. You can use him to run reverses. You can use him as a return specialist. He's got that game-breaking speed that Chip Kelly wants that could potentially replace DeSean Jackson. Marquise Lee is another receiver that they like from USC, the junior. Kind of had an off year because he had a knee injury. Reliable pass catcher who does a lot of great things running after the catch, creates yardage, picks up yardage running after the catch, I think would be a good fit for that system. And I think a guy who's really undervalued at this point. I mean, if you go back to last August, a lot of people, including myself, thought Marquise Lee would be a top 10 pick. He had a knee injury. He kind of fell off a bit, but he is great value, and I think that'd be a good fit for the Eagles. If you're looking at pass rushers, really not a lot of top pass rushers after you get past those top three guys, two of them who I mentioned, Jadeveon Clowney of South Carolina, Khalil Mack of Buffalo, as well as Anthony Barr of UCLA. If you're looking for maybe a defensive tackle type or sort of a nose tackle that can play in that one-gap system, you know, maybe Lewis Nix, the guy from Notre Dame. He's kind of fallen off, had a great season in 2012, entered the 2013 season 30 pounds heavier. He looked heavy. He played poorly, had some minor knee issues. But the fact is at the top of his game, he's an impact player on the defensive line, and I think a guy that would fill a need. As far as safeties, you know, Clinton Dix of Alabama gets a lot of play, as does Calvin Pryor of Louisville. I think they're very good players. I just don't know if they're middle of first one type of material.
Tony, question for you. Do you think at this point that the Eagles would have a chance to move up in the draft? And you mentioned some of those players, those wide receivers. What would it take to go up into the top 10 to get, for example, Sammy Watkins, which is ridiculous, top five, but maybe even a Mike Evans?
Yeah, I think if you want Mike Evans, you're going to move to the eighth spot. You're going to have to be willing to part with your second or third round choice, either this year or a second round pick this year, and maybe a second round pick next year. As far as I'm concerned, I think Mike Evans is a very underrated receiver. I don't think people are valuing him enough. He is a game controlling receiver who's got sneaky speed. I would do it if the Eagles think that that's the final piece for their offense.
How volatile will it be, Tony, in this draft? It seems like teams want to acquire more picks. Do you anticipate more movement than usual?
Depends on what happens with the first pick. I know the St. Louis Rams really want to move down out of that second spot, which is actually the choice of the Washington Redskins that they acquired in the Robert Griffin trade a few years ago. I think there'll be a lot of talks. What I think will happen is we won't know until the very end what the Houston Texans are going to do. Are they going to take Blake Bortles? Are they going to take Jadeveon Clowney? Are they going to entertain thoughts seriously about trading down? I think there'll be a lot of talk about it, but I think there's enough talent at the top of this draft that teams will be just as happy staying there and selecting one of the offensive tackles or Khalil Mack or Jadeveon Clowney.
You named some wide receivers. Eagles fans obviously very fixated on the wide receiver position. Of Cooks, of Lee, of Evans, let's say, who is the most likely of those three to be on the board and to be the best fit for this Eagles offense?
Absolutely. Either Cooks or Lee. And I would say Brandon Cooks of Oregon State. You know, he's not that big. He's slightly undersized, under 5'10", but he's an explosive player that you can use in a variety of ways. You give him the ball in open space. He's the type of player that Chip Kelly had tremendous success with at the University of Oregon, except he went to Oregon State. So I think that really fit, that Brandon Cooks of Oregon State really fits the Chip Kelly mold.
Well, Tony, we've got a lot of shows to get to, a lot of show to talk about, a lot of draft chatter here the rest of the week. We look forward to speaking with you the rest of the week and, of course, during our draft week coverage. New York City just seems so far away. It's this 2 weeks. It's killing us, Tony.
And the draft was pushed back 2 weeks. So
yeah.
Usually these would be the final days leading up to the draft in past years.
Yeah. So, hey, we thank you very much, Tony Pauline, draftinsiders.net, our draft expert. We thank you for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.